Biz Wade Reth here with the Chief Organizer's Report. Healthcare lives another day, but does Trump have a way to win? The Trump Tower has now been reduced to rubble. Ryan's house is a shambles. Obamacare is now with us for the foreseeable future, according to the Speaker. Right now, the Affordable Care Act is better than nothing, but it could be nothing better. The best news of the Trump care debacle and the inability of all the concessions and arm twisting producing nothing is that it may have taught the president to write off the so-called Freedom Caucus Committee of No. After having given away the store of all the essential guarantees of the Affordable Care Act, even the inclusion of children on parents' policies until 26, which reportedly even the president understood was past the pale, the no birds were still flying and demanding more, more, and more. They'd already pulled the bill so far right that what remains of moderates in the House of Representatives are forced to run from the bill and declare they would vote no. One lesson we can hope that Trump has learned is that these folks don't negotiate in good faith, and it's worth walking away from their demands and their skinny 30-odd votes in their secret caucus. If you have a job, that you want done. Given the absence of the Republicans to countenance any fixes over the last 7 years, and yes, many are needed, as we've argued continually, especially capping deductibles, there might be an opportunity to get something good done if the president, the moderate Republicans, and the Democrat in the House and Senate finally looked at repair rather than repeal and replace. The polling on this recent abomination of a bill, thankfully pulled off the calendar, had indicated only 17% support and 56% opposition, with 26% undecided. The Republican effort was failing most miserably among the so-called Trump base, where, as conservative Wall Street Journal columnist Peggy Noonan wrote, that it was 26% underwater among non-college-educated whites and an amazing 46% underwater in the 50 to 64-year-old age group, where people are more likely to forget to take their pills that day than they are to forget to vote. Trump couldn't threaten to punish congressmen by mobilizing his base because they were in a bathroom losing lunch at the prospect that they would lose the health care they'd gained under the Affordable Care Act. If Trump wants to govern, and we want to live through these next couple of years, the president needs to stop all of this alt-right baloney and crazy flirting with the far-right wing and get closer to where the real deals are made. Even his former Breitbart Rasputin, Stephen Bannon, was reportedly disgusted with the concessions and bargaining posture of the far right, and that's saying a mouthful. I can remember presidents in Peru getting so low in popularity that they were hardly making it to two digits. Trump is on his way there, and the slope is no longer slippery, but fully greased unless he figures out a way to put the brakes on. Experts estimate that any new Congress only has about 200 days to get anything done for good or evil until midterm elections suck the votes out of the room. For Trump and his gang, 60 of those days are already gone, and we'll all be counting on the death watch now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.